Hey, I'm Ray G. I'm here with Paul Janeway from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
So we're going to start off with just a little fun question, a little icebreaker question. If a movie was made about St. Paul and the Broken Bones, what actor would you want to play you?
Play me?
Yeah.
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Yeah, that would be the one for me. Doesn't look like me at all, but would definitely make me look better. And I think he's from Kentucky, so
that's
some Kentucky roots.
Yeah, I think George Clooney is an absolute classic answer.
Exactly, right? I mean, we look nothing alike. But I think that would be, you know it'd be quality because he's in it.
Yeah, I dig, you know, that you went straight for Clooney.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
So you and Jesse met in Birmingham while playing with the Secret Dangers, and then you met up a little bit later. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we were always really good friends, even coming from the Secret Dangers days. But we didn't always play music through that entire time.
Okay. So like, what made you guys decide to get back together, like, and make what eventually turned into St. Paul and the Broken Bones?
Well, I think we both were kind of at these pivotal points in our life. Like, I was going to accounting school, and he was going to move back to Montana, which is a little bit where he's from, and teach. And so we were kind of like, we kind of have to have a conversation. Like, let's record our musical relationship. Because at that point, we really had. And the first thing we recorded was a song called Broken Bones and Pocket Change. And then that changed our life.
I love that. That's such a cool story. You guys are just like, are we going to do this or not?
It was a last ditch effort. It really was. It wasn't something that we thought. I didn't think it would determine the next decade of my life.
Sure.
To be honest, I thought that it would be something we would do, and we'd have a document of it, right? And then we would go on our merry ways. I met who I thought was going to be my wife. Turned out to be my wife. And he was, you know, I was kind of on the upswing in my life at that point.
Definitely. Well, that's super cool. You're currently on tour right now with Fitz and the Tantrums. What has been your favorite part of the tour so far?
I think what's been really great is their camp is really, really good folks. Sometimes when you do a co-headline tour, it can kind of be like matching ego. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that has not been the case with this situation. It's been really nice. The crew and the band and everybody is so kind. And we did it like a barbecue together. And we've done a lot of stuff kind of intermingling. And so to me, it's always the camaraderie.
Definitely.
That's what I really love about it is like just having the moment after the show. And there's obviously been good moments during shows, but just the camaraderie with everybody and getting to know people. And everybody so far has been super nice, but we're only like a week and a half in, so we'll see what happens.
Sure.
we'll see what happens.
Anything can happen.
Exactly. It can take a turn real quick.
You know, you mentioned the barbecue, and I kind of got me curious. Do you have like any good stories or like a good memory you can share so far?
Yeah. So they smoke some chickens. Okay. And we do a thing in Alabama where we smoke chickens as well, but we put it in white sauce.
Oh.
And it's Alabama thing. It is a mayonnaise-based barbecue sauce. And so I was like, hey, I'll make y'all some Alabama white sauce for the chicken. So I'm sitting there stirring the sauce and their TM is smoking the chickens and we're, you know, and they came back for seconds, so I think they liked it. But that, you know, that's always a fun thing to get to kind of, it's, you know, it's like two cultures.
100%. And honestly, I'm so hungry right now, and you explaining that, like, my mouth was just watering.
if anybody wants to look it up, it's not hard to make, but it is an Alabama white barbecue sauce. You do it for poultry. You only do it for, like, turkey and chicken.
Okay, I love barbecue.
Well, I do too. On tour, that's the one thing I love doing more than anything is going to different, I mean, especially when you're in Texas or Kansas City or North Carolina. Up here, it's a little different.
It is.
It is not quite the same, but yeah, I do. I do love some good barbecue.
I will say, though, if you have time, Dinosaur Barbecue in downtown, it's very good. I'm from St. Louis originally, but I really like Dinosaur Barbecue up here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Duly noted. Yeah, definitely note that. So you released a new album this year, The Alien Coast. You're obviously currently touring. What else do you and the band have planned for this year?
Man, we play in shows. There's no doubt about that. We are, after this tour, we go over to Europe for a little bit. And then, you know, we've got some stuff. Basically, my last date so far right now on the books is October 16th.
Okay.
So we're basically touring until then. You know, I am actually, this is the first year that I've, you know, obviously because of COVID and the pandemic, this is the first year that I've done like a big tour, and I'm a new dad.
So I heard that. First, congratulations.
You know, thank you. So that part to me has been a little bit more of an adjustment, you know, because I always miss my wife, but now I miss my wife and my daughter. So it's been an adjustment for sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
On the road doing this. But luckily we have FaceTime, all sorts of fun stuff.
FaceTime is important when you live away from family.
It is. No, it's connective. And like the other night she was like, bye bye dad. And I was like, oh, my heart melted. I mean, she's only, you know, she's 20 months old, almost two. And it's just, it melted me.
Okay. So she was born in September 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I read September and I guess I missed that date because I just became an aunt in September 2021.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It was very odd because, you know, she's a pandemic baby. And so, you know, we didn't tour really in 2020. And then 21, we didn't do any major touring. I mean, 21 to me was the weirder year because, you know, we thought we were kind of over the hump once the vaccine was introduced and then shows were getting canceled, you know. And this is the first year that it's felt like, okay, we're touring.
Yeah. Yeah. 2020 was like end of the world. 2021 was like, let's still just be cautious. We might do this. We might not. Now we're rolling.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's happening now. And so, you know, we're all boosted and ready to go, but this is the first year and it's still not quite totally normal.
Sure.
But it feels very close to normal.
I agree with that statement. Paul, do you have anything you want to share with our listeners about the show tonight at CMAC?
It's going to be a good show. Apparently, I'm actually at the venue now. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And apparently they have like fishing gear. So I think half the band is fishing in some pond.
That's really
not
cool.
Far from here. It is awesome. It's awesome. So we're really excited. I think the show is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, you should come.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a great show. I've been talking about it all week. I'm very, very excited.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to be here.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Paul, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to chat with me. It was great catching up and hearing a little bit about, you know, your backstory, what you're currently up to and everything in between.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.